Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance, domination, and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Today's topic, cross-dresser makeup, feminization, transformation, sissy style, and so much more. Delia, I'm so excited to do this. We've been talking about doing a specific podcast on feminization forever, it seems like, right?
We really, really have. And I think that both of us absolutely love feminization and makeup. And I personally like makeup for me. I'm a makeup fan. And I love it for my callers too, because it makes a statement. And we'll just get into so, so much about everything that has to do with pretty makeup and feminization. I even have written blog posts about creating a cross-dresser makeup kit. So we'll get into everything makeup and makeup kits in this podcast.
We love that. We are both, obviously, since we're cis women, we've been wearing makeup forever. I used to be a professional photographer and makeup artist, and so we've got all kinds of tips for all of the femme girls. But first, now this is super, super important. Before you get to your cross-dresser makeup application, let's lay the foundation for the foundation. I love that pun. Okay, so let's talk about the cross-dresser guide to getting the perfect shave. And I love this particular one because it has step-by-step instructions. What do you think of this one?
I think that that the article that we read is absolutely perfect. The tips were from like, what, 1 to 12? I think there were so many good things. And I love them because a smooth shave, in my opinion, is just so important. With your skin smooth, you can experience all the tactile sensations that you just don't get if you have hair. There's nothing like freshly shaved skin to make you feel pretty.
Now, I was originally talking about just the face, like eliminating the beard, and smoothing out your facial skin, but listening to you, you made me think of smooth skin all over. So I want to suggest for all of the girly girls out there, why not get nice and smooth all over? Think of shaving as making your entire body very smooth and feminine. Girly skin, right?
Yes, girly skin is the best.
So once you have that beautiful, smooth, soft, girly skin, let's talk about primer and beard cover. So any feminine makeup tutorial starts with foundation. I don't care if you're a crossdresser doing makeup, or if you're a cis woman, or a drag queen, or even a cis male who is an actor wearing makeup. It always starts with foundation. So for primer, personally, I like Bare Minerals when I wear primer. The advantage of primer is that you kind of begin the makeup starting with, well, a primed and smooth foundation. And that can be especially important depending on beard growth, acne scars, little cuts, any imperfections. So Delia, do you recommend primer? And if so, what kind?
I actually do recommend primer. I have, I think it's Laura Mercer, a makeup primer. It's a very nice one. It has SPF in it, so no sunburns, no sun damage. And I like to use that for my day looks. I tend to use a heavier like concealer and foundation for night looks, but I think for day, primer makes my makeup just look really smooth and soft and polished. It gives me kind of that flawless skin that I think anyone who puts on makeup wants. So I do like primer very much.
You know, you bring up a really good point about the difference between day makeup and evening makeup. I think when people hear something like primer or concealer, they'll think, oh my God, we've got a kabuki mask going. You know, we're going to look like this caricature of a woman. And that's not the case at all. It's more to get a smooth palette on which to actually do the painting.
Exactly. Perfect.
So some cross-dresser makeup advice recommends beard cover. And one of the most popular things, it's tattoo concealer. Do you recommend a beard cover, or is it just enough to shave, get super smooth skin, use the primer, and then the foundation on top of it?
I think it really depends on the person's individual beard and hair growth. I think if you're going to be out a lot that day and you tend to get really fast hair growth, like, you know, the 5 o'clock shadow, then a beard cover is really good for kind of hiding that discoloration or that shadow. And I think it's easy to use to just cover those imperfections where maybe the jawline, where you know you're going to have a little maybe stubble popping up. It can be great to use just before applying foundation and give you that feeling of very feminine skin. So I would recommend a beard cover if the crossdresser knows that she's going to need it.
So speaking of foundation, personally, I love MAC Cosmetics Studio Fix Powder Foundation. Although most people use cream or liquid, whether or not you're using a powder foundation like MAC Cosmetics Studio Fix, it still needs to be done with kind of stippling. So that's dots or smudges, boop, 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 all over your face. And it looks weird when you put it on, but you smooth it with a stippling brush to smooth from one dot into the other, rather than putting a glob of foundation and then dragging it over the skin. Most advice that I've seen recommends using full coverage foundation. And remember, you know what I was saying? That there's a difference between that mask look that looks great in photos versus going about your business day, going outside during the day, the day look versus going to clubs. What is your favorite foundation for yourself and then for the ladies?
Well, I think it can be one and the same. My favorite foundation for myself and for the ladies is by Bare Minerals. I love them too. And I really love the Bare Pro line. I like it because for me, and say for a crossdresser, it has really, truly 24-hour coverage. I've done like putting it on in the morning, and I'll wash off all that makeup at night. It just doesn't go anywhere. Even if I work out lightly, you know, go run around, do errands, walk the dog, something like that. It's made of minerals, so it's really good for the skin. It keeps your skin healthy, and they have great tone matching. So I think it's a simple, healthy line that can be used by anyone.
One of the things that I love about Bare Minerals is you can do it very, very light, or you can go a little bit darker with it. That's the same thing with the Studio Fix Powder Foundation. You can put it on very light, or you can put on a layer, then another layer, then another layer. So you kind of layer the foundation on top of each other, still without it looking all glommed up and mask-like.
Right. I think that's always pretty when you look and just say, oh, I have a little blemish here. I got a little extra sun on my cheeks. And you just do a little swipe or take your stippling brush and just kind of go over it again. I love when foundation can do that and you can stack it on top of itself.
So there's a fair amount of controversy around contouring. Although there's less contouring when you see somebody like Kim Kardashian's makeup. You look at her with unmade-up skin, or someone like Jennifer Lopez, or really any movie star or model. They all use contouring in order to kind of change the shape of the face. But for just everyday women, there's some controversy about whether or not you want to use contouring. So what contouring is you get something a couple shades darker, and then you stipple it around the edges of your face, the sides of your nose. I personally like contouring because I like that more finished and polished and defined sort of look. But a bunch of people say, do not play with contouring unless you really know what you're doing, or don't use it at all. What do you think for cross-dresser makeup? Do you recommend contouring, or should they just ditch it?
You know, what you just said, I think, is the main thing. Contouring basically works with a person's individual face. So I understand why it's done, why contouring is done. And I have seen online, anyone can look at the contouring maps that different people post up, where they use the lighter contours and where they put the darker bits in and how they blend it. But that is to their own face, to their own face shape, to their own neck shape. And I personally am one who dislikes contouring because I think most people just don't know how to contour correctly. So it ends up looking overdone unless you're a drag queen on stage doing the contouring for a show. I personally like a much more natural look for crossdressers. So what I would recommend is instead of doing all the contouring, highlight all your important features, your pretty eyes, your soft lips, and maybe just do a little cheek contour. Do less. For me, less contouring is more.
That is such a great point. And as a photographer, here's like the purpose of contouring. The darker shades de-emphasize that particular area. And then if you put like a lighter shade or white or a glimmer, say underneath the eyebrow or right on the bridge of the nose or right above the cheekbone, you get those bursts and of a little bit of lightness. And so the eye is drawn to that. But you are absolutely right. Just go for the eyes, go for the lips. I mean, let's face it. That's what you want the eye to focus on anyway. So, my favorite. Let's talk about sexy eyes.
I love eyes first, too. The windows to the soul.
I know, aren't they? So lots of people have dark circles under their eyes. And this is for cis women, for cross-dressers, for sissies. It's totally gender non-specific. So if somebody has dark circles, do you use or recommend concealer for the dark circles?
If it's just dark circles under the eyes, absolutely, yes, a million times. I have a wonderful, it's a basic CoverGirl stick concealer. And when I have just been running around, I haven't slept well, and I look at myself in the morning and I've got some dark circles under my eyes, I just grab that stick, brush a little concealer over them, and use my, I have a brush for my concealer. It's a little harder than my foundation brush. And I just kind of feather out and soften the look. And then I add my makeup, and I don't have any dark circles. It's wonderful. But I will say this, if you have puffy eyes that are dark underneath the eyes, like bags under the eyes, don't use a concealer on them, because concealers tend to be lighter to lighten the skin or lighten the dark circles. So what you'll end up doing is actually highlighting the fact that you have bags under your eyes. So what you can do instead is, you know, kind of put a cool cloth, some cool cucumbers on your eyes. I have even seen people use like Preparation H hemorrhoid cream, just a little dab, dab, dab on the bags under the eyes, and they go away. And then you can use your concealer.
What a great point. I hadn't even thought about the bags under the eyes. But you remember that very first fetish convention that we went to? We met the next morning for breakfast, and I'm like, holy fuck, you look great. I didn't get any goddamn sleep, and I know you were in there playing with me. You look great. What the hell? I was kind of mad. Oh, no. I was very jealous and kind of mad. And you were like, you whip that little concealer tube out of your purse and use it. This is what I use.
Yeah.
And I had never used under eye concealer until then. And I was like, except when I did like makeup shoots or something. Mm-hmm. But just for normal day wear, I'd never used it until you whipped it out of your purse and use it. This is my secret weapon. I'm like, oh, okay, go ahead on, girl.
Happy to help.
Always happy to help. So, okay, eyebrows. Can I tell you, I got microblading on my eyebrows. So my eyebrows, I've already, microblading is like really delicate tattooing. It's like tattooing of individual lines. So the arch of my eye is already set. But before I got the microblading done, it was really hard to learn where is the arch, where do I want to put it, what style arch. Eyebrows are a huge topic. Huge topic. There's advice for people about eyebrows. We talked to Yvonne in our interview with Crossdresser. She asked me what I thought about arch patterns. Drag queens usually cover up their natural eyebrows and draw it on, but that's very stylized. Talk to me about eyebrows. What do you do? What do you like? What do you recommend?
Well, I think, as I've said before, I love a very natural makeup look for most day-to-day things. So I don't really like to change the shape or arch of the brow too much. So I like natural. I know people have to pluck their eyebrows, and cis women do it, cross-dressers do it. I want everyone to just pluck a little bit just to get rid of the stray hairs. Maybe the little hairs that give you the unibrow on the bridge of the nose. I think for eyebrows, using a brow pencil can do a lot to maybe give an optical illusion that shows a defined or more arched brow. And I love a good brow brush because you can smooth out your brows and you can see any straggling little hairs that maybe curl up and you can just snip those like with a nail clipper or something. And as far as the arch patterns, again, I go to a more natural look. I like kind of a straighter or softly curved, softly arched brow that looks very natural for everyday wear. For events, you can have fun kind of highlighting or plucking. I've even seen those, like you had your eyebrows microbladed. They now have those microblading little pens that are kind of split and they give like those soft feathery little hairs. I love using those to create a higher, more defined arch, like for events or something like that.
That's a really good point. I was looking at NXT wrestling. Okay, I'm not this huge wrestling fan, but occasionally I like to kind of tune in to the beginning of stuff because I like to watch like the storylines and the, you know, smack talk and that kind of stuff. And there was this woman who was on the set, a dark-haired woman. I don't know what her name is because I don't follow it that much. But she had on like these eyebrows that were drawn on, that were obviously on a pattern. And it looked, from a distance, it looked kind of interesting. But when the camera came in for a close-up, you know, from my boobs up, it looked ridiculous. I mean, it was way too extreme. It looked awful. So I think your point is well taken. It depends on where you're going to be going. And less is probably more, especially if you're going out.
I agree.
So you've got all of the foundation done, ladies. Let's talk your actual makeup, eyes and lips. So some simple ideas for feminizing makeup. Let's also just pause for a second and acknowledge that there are huge variations in transgender expression. So Yvonne, in the interview with the crossdresser, Yvonne said she personally doesn't like the labels and doesn't want somebody else's definition to put her in a box. So we're going to use gender identity terms pretty much interchangeably and let you say who you are. That said, as we talk about makeup for your eyes and stuff, you get to experiment with and define how intense you want to go, what your style is. Just remember that there isn't some end goal to this. It's more the act of learning. And I think when learning to apply makeup, that's part of the key thing. You're learning and you're growing and you're playing with the makeup. And part of it is just the journey, right?
Oh, I agree so much with that. And I think when you and I were talking about it, doing this crossdresser makeup podcast, that was one of the things that we really talked about so much, that we wanted to have a wonderful conversation about things that we love and give advice and tips. And I think we always offer our support. So if anyone has questions about makeup after this podcast, remember, it's important to talk to us, to reach out to us, because we really want to help you navigate the various terms, the various pieces of cross-dressing and feminization. And I know that we want to help support everyone's journey.
And we can even do makeup tutorials on Skype.
Oh, yes, we can
watch you as you're putting on your makeup. So let me just give the emails for both of us. Delia is Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. I'm Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. We are, as you may or may not know, we are obviously femdoms. We are dominant women. So a lot of people listening to this podcast like to be dominated sexually while dressed as a woman. Many men who cross-dress don't identify as trans. So how you're doing your eyes and your lips, some of it depends on what you want to achieve and what sort of are you playing a sexual game? Is it for sexual pleasure? What do you want to emphasize? That sort of thing. Or you might be a trans woman, transsexual, and sort of growing into your femininity. We don't care. We'll take you either way. We like you.
That's very true. I mean, obviously, we specialize in being femdoms, but both of us are super sex positive and gender positive. So we want to only and always bring out the best in you.
A word of caution, though. If you go to a professional image consultant, this may or may not be right for you. You might end up with a ton of clothes that you don't feel comfortable wearing. There are insane prices for a feminine makeover. An in-person consultant for your feminine makeover is certainly an option. Make sure that you find one that specializes in cross-dresser makeup, cross-dresser styling, that sort of thing. You know, Delia, sometimes I think you and I should really start a cross-dresser makeup salon.
I have,
right? Yeah. We would be great at
we
that.
We would be amazing with that. And I have, you know, the Powerball comes on and I think about, you know, everybody has that daydream about what they would do if they won. I seriously would create like a cross-dresser village and we would have our makeover salon because we would be amazing. And we would give just the best, most caring, most wonderful makeup and styles. I mean, I love that stores like Bare Minerals and Sephora, they offer the free makeup tutorials in person right there in the store. And I've talked to people and they can be either private, like in a back room, or they can be public, say at the makeup counter right there in the store. And it depends on your comfort level, but it's great because you buy some makeup that you really want and you can do this before or after you get the free makeup advice and learn how to use what you are thinking of buying or just bought. I love that. That can happen.
You mentioned Sephora. I also love the free makeup tutorials at Sephora. I also send people to MAC Cosmetics. You have to go to like an actual MAC Cosmetics store, not just the counter in like a high-end department store. But go to the store and it's fabulous. But listen, a word of caution with MAC Cosmetics, you can walk out of there with fabulous sable brushes and eyeshadow and all of this for contouring and smoky eyes, all of that kind of stuff. You can easily drop $500 to $600 on your first MAC makeup cosmetics excursion. So go for the training and then get with your mistress about what to buy from MAC Cosmetics and how to kind of lower your makeup bill. YouTube, by the way, also has some great videos. I still like to think of the girls working with the mistress because we know you, we know what works, we know what's best. Don't you agree?
Oh, I completely agree. That's the way it should be. Get pretty with your mistress.
One fantastic resource is the Wealth of Instructional Fun Sexy Audios on our site, getgirly.com. And we are celebrating the 16th anniversary of that feminization audio site. Part of the celebration includes a sort of treasure hunt for all the words in a paragraph. This, ladies, is the phrase that pays. Make a note of this. You're going to need it for the party. This is the phrase that pays. I love wearing makeup and hearing mistress say, "Pucker up, sissy." Again, the phrase that pays. I love wearing makeup and hearing mistress say, "Pucker up, sissy." The party, by the way, will be held live on Cock Radio and in our Community Kink chat room on February 22nd. From 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Ms. Harper will be the main hostess, and a few others will be joining her live during the party. So we hope to see all of you there. What are some of your essentials for very sexy eyes?
Ooh, that is a great question. You know that I love to highlight my eyes and lips. So I'll talk about eyes. I have two things that I am absolutely never without. I love the Bare Minerals Nonstop Navy eyeliner. It doesn't smudge like all day long. It doesn't fade all day long. I mean, I look at myself in the mirror throughout the day and I always kind of check, you know, my eyeliner, how my eyes look. Do I need to add a little extra? Nope, it looks great. And then with that, I really love a natural look, but I'm not against some shimmer or some glimmer. So my go-to is the Urban Decay Naked Palette eyeshadows. They have three of them. And in my makeup bag, I have one of the three, no matter what. They're these pretty nudes, tans, taupes, golds. They're just the naked colors. They're soft and pretty. You can do darker or lighter, and you can even add a little bit of shimmer. And I think they can make any skin tone, any eye color look just fabulous because they are so neutral. I love that.
One of the great things about that neutral palette is you use the lightest color. Say if you have a palette of three, you have the lightest color right in the corner of your eyelid closest to your nose. So put the light color there. Put the medium color on the middle of the eyelid out to the end of the eyelid, and then put the darkest color in the crease of the eyelid, and then put the lightest color back up under the arch of your eye. Now, this is super important. Whenever you're doing anything with makeup, and especially with your eyes, blend, and then blend some more. You don't want to have lines on your eyes. And another thing, Delia, I mean, you talk about like your eyeliner not smudging. Mm-hmm. You want a smudged eyeliner if you're going for that smoky, sexy eye look. That, yes, looks fabulous. What you don't want is if you're going out and if you're going clubbing and say you get a little bit hot because you're dancing or you're aroused, you don't want your eyeliner to kind of melt and smudge run. That's icky.
That just, oh, it looks like you've been crying or something. It just bleeds onto the skin of the under eye and it smudges it. It looks so horrible. So I think it's good to look for, you know, really good quality products. You might spend a little more money on a product, but if it's great quality, it is so worth the extra pennies just in how you're going to look and feel.
Now, if you want a very stylized sissy eye, then for sissies, you actually might want your eyeliner to kind of run because sissies are more extreme and maybe for cock sucking is kind of like, and your eyes tear up and it runs. If you want that, make sure it's intentional rather by accident.
Very good point. Very good point.
Speaking of sissies, false eyelashes. When and how to wear?
What do you think? Absolutely love false eyelashes if they are done right. And there are so many kinds now. I say look for quality false eyelashes. And I will tell you something that I absolutely love. I freak out a little bit if I have to put glue right next to my eyes. I would never want to slip. So I have found something amazing. It's magnetic lashes. So the part that sits on your eyelid is magnetic and it pairs with a specific eyeliner. So it's a magnetic liner and you just brush it on your upper eye with a little applicator and then you hold the lashes out and it's automatically just like drawn to that liner and it pops on and you can blink and you can look around and you've got beautiful false eyelashes. And if you don't want them, they just pull right off, like right off. So this is perfect if you're experimenting with them and, you know, someone comes to the door and you've got to get them off quick. It doesn't take 20 minutes like with glue.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the magnetic eyelashes, because here's the thing. I've never been able to make them work. Yvonne bought a pair and she was like, oh, this sucks. This does not work at all. So I know for sure that we're both going to be experimenting with the magnetic ones. I like the big, long, extreme stylized eyelashes. Mm. Sometimes I will do the false eyelashes, or I will go and get the individual application of like each one glued on and kind of threaded into my natural eyelashes. That's expensive. And like you said, if you have to yank off your lashes quickly, that won't work. And I can't even do that during the winter when my primary exercise is swimming, because I'm wearing the swim goggles and stuff like that. So make sure that whatever you get fits your life and your lifestyle. Lips. Mm. Let's talk lips. Soft and moisturized. It helps you stay in touch with your femme side, even when you're not dressed. Here's a comment from Yvonne again. I told her to go get Burt's Bees and get the chapstick in a flavor like vanilla. So there's no shimmer, there's no color, but it tastes feminine. So she could be in touch with her feminine side when she went to work. So here's what she said. I am loving this Burt's Bees. My lips have not been this soft since I was caring for my mother in her last years, and I was dressing and wearing lipstick every day. Whether it is the sheer vanilla flavor I wear to work or my lovely magenta I wear when I'm completely in female mode, it feels wonderful. Since discovering Burt's Bees, I love that stuff.
You know what? I do too. And the flavors are nice, but there's something that I love too. They are the shimmers that I really love. I don't think they really shimmer, but I have the Burt's Bees lip shimmers in the color is champagne, and that's basically nude. It just glosses up your lips a little bit. And then in guava, and I wear that. It doesn't even look like I've got lipstick, lip balm, really anything on. It just gives like a definition to my lips. It's hard to explain. It's really good. It's a good match to my lip color. And I can just wear that all the time. It's a really great product. And I recommend Burt's Bees to cross-dressers as well. One thing that I want to give is a tip: lip liner. I think lip liner is so important because it defines your lip. And if you say have like a thin upper lip, you can actually draw with a lip liner just outside your natural lip and make your lip look fuller. But I have a trick. After lining your lips, so there's not such a stark line, because I love a natural makeup look, take your lip liner and lightly fill in the lips with the liner, and then put your lipstick, your shimmer, your gloss on top. What it does is it makes your lips look seamless. Your lip color lasts longer because the lip liner acts as like a lip primer. So I love that.
And I will add on that, once you line your lips, take your powder and just dot it on the lip liner just very, very lightly, and then go in and do the lip liner on your actual lips. So that further, you know, you don't want harsh lines. That's right. The biggest thing with makeup. Oh, and lips, everyone has to get MAC Cosmetics Lip Glass, GLASS. It is my favorite lip gloss. It is sticky. It is shiny. There is nothing discreet or natural about this. But for a stylized, oh my God, that's a pair of lips going on over there. That's exactly what you want. No matter what color you have on, underneath. It will make it pop like you wouldn't believe. But remember, ladies, your feminine style is way more than cross-dress or makeup. It is about presenting your beautiful feminine look and personality. Your makeup should enhance your image and bring out your best. Don't be afraid to experiment. God knows we do.
Oh, that's very true. We experiment all the time. And that's why I think we're great to support people.
As support or as your femdom or your mistress, it's fun to have a dominant woman feminizing you. I feel that feminization is important for any submissive girl. Yvonne said, I love taking instructions from you to make me feel more feminine and get me in touch with my femininity. I think it helps to keep the flow of my feminization going. I get less masculine interruptions. I love that, right?
I mean, that was so well said because Yvonne knows that we know what we're talking about. We help with that flow, and we absolutely love more than anything to give support for feminization and support to each and every individual submissive who comes to us to share their kinks.
Speaking of dominant woman giving you orders, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, we want you to go to the Weekly Hotspot Podcast, subscribe to the podcast, like it, and then leave a review. Thank you. And speaking of community support, this year we are celebrating the 16th anniversary of our site, getgirly.com. Erotic audios, audio tips about feminization, naughty sissy audios, and so much more. Part of the celebration includes a treasure hunt for all the words in one paragraph. This is the phrase that pays. I love wearing makeup and hearing mistress say, pucker up, sissy.
The party will be held live on Cock Radio, and it will also be in our community kink chat room on February 22nd from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mistress Harper will be the main hostess, and there will be a few others joining her live during the party. We hope to see you there. You can also follow our blogs to hear just all the latest news and fun. My blog is begformistress.com, and Olivia's blog is experiencedmistress.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Olivia is at MistressOlivia1, and I am at EmpressDelia.
And you can reach out on email. Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com, Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. We would love to hear from you. And we have some questions. What are your favorite makeup tips? Do you have favorite brands in your crossdresser makeup kit? How has your feminine style changed over the years? And how can mistress support you, challenge you, and inspire you?
Well, for now, thank you so much for joining the weeklyhotspot.com. Oh, for now, though, thank you for joining us for the Weekly Hotspot. Everyone have a wonderful week and stay pretty.